Want to start up. Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Taf Lamed Gimel.
And it's not so tough yet. It's getting a little tougher. Habadika tzarach shetehe l'or haner, lo l'or alvana. The bedika has to be with a candle, but not to the light of the moon. It has to be with a candle, not to the light of the moon. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat and Aleph, L'or Aner. He says, Uvalel Arbasar. And it has to also be on the 14th at night. So it has to be on the 14th at night with a candle. Sha'az b'nei Adam Mutsuyim b'vateim. Why does it have to be the 14th at night? Because as we said previously, because that's when people are in their homes. And Or Aner Yafa Azladika. And at night, you know, the Or Aner is also good for the Vedika. Masha Ein Kain Bayom Ein Or Manir Kivalayla. So, as opposed to by day, the light does not, light of a candle is not going to be as bright as it is at night. It's brighter at night than it is by day. The tiknu abedika dafka al yaday or haner. And they were misaking the abedika specifically with a ner, with a candle. Shal yada yuchal libdok. So with the candle, you'll be able to go ahead and be boydek gam bechorin u sedakin. You'll be able to go into the cracks and crevices and holes. Himhikdim ubadak yom shlosha asar l'or haner. If a person goes ahead and he does his bedika earlier on the 13th by day, meaning it's already right before, let's say, you know, like the 13th day goes into the 14th at night, right? Night is the first, so it's like 13 by day is right before the 14th at night. So let's say you went ahead and you did the bedika earlier by day than the 14th at night. Sarach lachzor, and you do, even if you did it with an or aner, with an air, sarach lachzor v'livdok leil abasa, you have to still go ahead and do a bedika again on the 14th at night, ketakanas chachamim, like the chachamim were misaking, umikom akom nireh. He says still, bottom line, it appears, de'ein levarech az balayla al habdika. It appears that a person should not go ahead then and make the bracha when he goes ahead and does it then at night, since he already did the bedika with an air on the 13th, he has to do another bedika, but he does not make a bracha. Why? The Yesh Poskim, you guys might remember this from last year, the Yesh Poskim, the Bediyeved, Yotza Bedika Rishona. Because there are Poskim that hold that you were Yotze. Remember, there's a big Balamor and the Ramban, I don't know if you guys remember, on Dal and Aleph. Yesh poskin the beyeved yatsa bebedika rishona. There are poskin that say you were yotze with the bedika that you did the 13th by day, and therefore we go ahead anyway. Because obviously there are those that say you're not yotze with it, so therefore you go ahead on the 14th at night and you do a bedika, but without a bracha. Achein, however, in badak bilel shlosha sar lo araner. However, if you went ahead and you did the bedika not the 13th by day, right before the 14th at night. But the night before the 13th at night, with the candle, or an air, Shebelaila, or an air, Yafel Abdika, so now it's just a night earlier. So it's the 13th at night. But you have it at night, and the or an air is Yafel Abdika, Benizar Heitev, and you were very careful, Shalolach Nis Chametz, not to bring any Chametz in. Ein Tzarech Lachzor Livdog, you don't have to go ahead and make another Abdika. Kein Hiskimu Rova Achronim, this is the way the most, you don't have to go ahead and do another Abdika. Not only don't you have to make another bracha, you don't have to do another bedika. Kein eskimu rov achronim. However, if you remember, there are rishonim even there that say you have to do it again. So therefore, he says, I wrote to lahachmir alatzmo, lachzor livdok. If you want to go and be machmir, like toshitas that say, even in that case, you have to go ahead and do another bedika if you did it the 13th at night. I'll call pundim for sure, lo yavarech az. You do not have to go ahead and make another bracha. So it comes out as follows. Let's say, again, we're not talking about a situation where you have to do a bedika earlier because you're leaving. That's that we're going to discuss at a later time, because you're leaving and going somewhere else. We're talking about where you're staying in your home for Pesach, but you went ahead and did your bedika early. So you're not supposed to do that, okay? What happens if you did it the day right before the night, the 13th? So then, he says, you do another bedika, but without a bracha. If you did it the night before, for whatever reason, I don't know why you did it, but you did it the night before the 13th at night, so then there are definitely a row of poskim that say you would not even need another bedika, assuming you were so careful that you didn't bring any chametz in. But he says there seems to be a chur mashita, because he says I wrote to lahachmir, you could do it. It's not a waste of time. It's not a bittel zman, But you should not make a bracha. You should not make a bracha if you are doing it again on the 14th night. So now we're back to the Shulchan Aruch on top. What happens if a person was a bad boy and he did not do a bedika when? The 14th night. When you go ahead and make the bedika when? On the 14th by day, because you didn't do it the 14th night. Lo yivdok lo orachama. You should not go ahead and do a bedika straight from the sunlight. Ela lo oraner. Rather, even though the oraner is better at night, now you have no choice because you didn't do it the 14th night, and now all you got is the 14th by day. So then, what you then go ahead and do is you do a bedika by day, but even so with a candle. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Avar, aval chatchila also litchois habedika. The chatchila it's also to go ahead and postpone the bedika al yom arbasar to the day to the 14th by day. Kenomar le'el gimel. Ella le or haner. He says here that you have to use the or haner, even though you have the sunlight. Are you doing it by day? Shayada yuchal chapes hetev. Because even if you're doing it by day, it's still better to use the candle so you can go ahead and search better b'machbos b'chorim u'v'sedakim in the nooks and crannies, in the holes, and in the cracks. You will be able to go ahead and do better with the candles. And that's why, even though you're doing it by day of the 14th and the sunlight, you still have to use a candle. Because, again, even though a candle is not as good by day as it is at night, still, you got, once it is day and you got no choice because you got to do it by day because it's already the 14th by day, you should use a candle to get into the cracks. And now, the Shulchan Aruch comes to another case brought down in the Gemara, Achsadra. The Achsadra she'ora rav im bedakal or achama dayo. He says, an achsadra, okay, so Mishnah Berurah brings down, gazebo, Mishnah Berurah brings down, happens to be machlokes, what exactly the achsadra is, how many walls it has. He brings down the opinion, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Dalet, achsadra hu makom sheyesh la shalosh defanos, it has three walls, the keruy, and a ceiling. Va'ora rav, and the reason why it has so much light, they do from revi'ish ha'psuchal garmik, because its fourth wall is totally open. The Sharetzian brings down that there are opinions that actually hold, not that way. There's a Magen Avraham, he quotes in Sif Katan Ches in the Sharet Zion, who actually holds that it's where you have a ceiling without any walls. Okay, but he's assuming, we're talking about even when you have three walls and a ceiling, even there, since Ora Rav, let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch, Fachsadra Sha Ora Rav in Bedaka L'Orachama Dayo, if you did a Bedika just with the sunlight, that is enough, that is okay. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Hey, in Bedaka Le'or hachama, you did a bedika with the sunlight in that case. So that's different than doing it with sunlight in your home, right? And like I said, you did a bedika here. We got sunlight from the outside. That's different than when you have no fourth wall. All you have is a ceiling. That's an achsadra. So then ora rav, the light is great, and you do not need to use in bedaka le'or hachama. If you use the or hachama, that's enough. Kamze ma'ri b'sha'avar. Now, again, we said as follows. We're talking where it sounds like it's b'di'evet. So is it b'di'evet l'chatzkilas? He says, Gamzem mayri kisha'avar v'lo badak le'al arbasa. He says, we're talking here where he was over, once again, and he did not do a bedika on the 14th. U'bodek b'yom arbasa. And now he's doing a bedika on the 14th by day. And he has no choice because he has to do the bedika by day. So he says, in an achsadra she'ora rav, in an achsadra where there is great light from the sun, ain't sarach l'ner, here you won't even need to use a ner. V'day bo'orachama, and it's enough to use the sunlight. So why do you use the lashon d'v'yevet? Lashon was in b'dakel orachama d'yo, that's enough. Sounds like it's b'di'evet. So he says, no. The reason why you use the lashon b'di'evet is, mishin l'chachila gam b'achsadra, sarach livdok b'leil arbasa. The reason why is because l'chachila, you shouldn't go ahead and the chatchila be doing a bedika by day of the 14th. But you only have Ora Rav by day. So obviously we're talking where you didn't do what you were supposed to do, namely the 14th at night, because even in Achsadra, it's better to do it at night with a candle, because obviously there's no great sunlight in an Achsadra at night. So that's what he means by bedieved. Bedieved, you should have done it at night. But now once it's day, if there's an Achsadra, then the chatchila you can do it by daylight and not have to use a candle. Okay, that's what he says. Shun l'chachil gam b'asadra sarach livdok b'leil arbasa. U'mavur b'shas, d'mi shalom badak b'layla. It's clear from the shas, from the Gemara, that someone who did not do a bedika at night Ubodik Bayom, and he makes the bedika by day. You guys remember this from Daf Dalin? Yibdok Batsafra. He should go ahead and do the bedika right away in the morning. Why? Mishum Dizrizim Makdimin Limitzos. What's Dizrizim Makdimin? And that morning you should not eat before you do a bedikah. So for whatever reason you didn't do a bedikah at night of the 14th, and you're doing it on the 14th by day, it should be immediately when you get up in the morning, and you should not eat before. Let's move back to the, oh sorry, Mr. Brewer, Sipkat and Vav, Dayo. So it's enough if you're in a sadra, and we said the chadchila, you can go ahead even once you're already on the 14th by day, you can do it in the asadra without a candle. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Katan Vav, Ulinyan Mutal Dok B'Yom Shlosha Asar La'ora. And with respect to the issue, can you on the 13th, can you go ahead and do a bedika on the 13th with its light? The Chatchila Asar, the Chatchila can't do it. You should wait till night. And the Torah Lahamtin Alel Arba Asar. Uvidiyeved, however, Bidiyeved, Nirved Ein Sarach Levdok Shenis. Here, Bidiyeved, unlike we said before, remember we said before that if a guy goes ahead in a house and he goes ahead in a regular house, and he's bodik the 13th by day, so we said b'di'evet, that was the early halacha, b'di'evet, he has to go ahead and do the b'dika at night without a bracha. Here he's saying, if it was an asadra that he did it on the 13th by day, again, he shouldn't have done it, but if he did do it, then he says, ain sarach l'doshay, you don't have to do another b'dika. Magen Avram, so fasim, shekasav mikom makom. However, Magen Avram says, not so fast. He says, mikom makom, yachsov yivdok al kholpanim, you should do at least a b'dika, cheder echad ba'alayla, one cheder at night, if you did it by an exadra, the 13th by day. Obviously, you're not making a bracha, because as we said before, no matter what, you don't make a bracha when you did a bedika the 13th by day. Keneged aruba shebe. Oh, so back to the Shulchan Aruch. So then he goes on and he says, v'hu adin keneged aruba shebe cheder. Same thing would apply if it's opposite a aruba is a skylight in the cheder. Like you have roofs that have windows that open up from the roof, a skylight, okay? And you can also have it without the actual glass window. You just have a hole up there that gives you light. And you can have windows and things like that. People, you know, would live makeshift there. So he says if you are doing it directly opposite the skylight, then also there you will not need to have a candle. Look what he says, Mishnah Berurah, Aruba Sifkat and Zion, Aruba Mikri Mashem Emtsa Gag, that's in the middle of the roof, of the ceiling. Vu adin neged achalonos. The truth would be the same thing if it's directly opposite the windows in the wall. Shepik zalim. Fedafke neged aruba v'neged chalon mamish. He says it, and it has to be obviously directly where the light is coming from these windows, not in the rest of the room, because that's where the oran is rab. That's where there is great sunlight. Mashein came in. That's another one. Once you go to the sides, then it's like a regular sunlight situation, which is not something that could be done without a candle. Av shesham yesh gam kein or. Okay, even though there will be or on the sides, ain doma la sadra. That's not going to be like a sadra. The only thing that's like a sadra is if your mamish directly under the skylight or opposite the window. And then he says, v'afil neged achalon mamish, even totally opposite the window, dafka kishayim bo zchuchis. We're talking about there's no glass in the windows. Aval kishayim bo zchuchis, if it has glass, and Dino can be not studded, and it's really like it's not, you know, like direct sunlight. Now, interesting, the post can bring up, so then like, okay, you know, so who has, not many people have windows and skylights without the actual glass windows, which is all it is, the hole.
You what? Glass in your skylight, it does no good.
Ah, so the post can say, what does he mean by glass? So he means where it's already not like a totally clear glass. Like a totally clear glass, then would be like having no glass there. What they mean by the zchuchis is that it's already little glasses are a little murky, or you know, have a little, you know, whitish or whatever. So then that's where you would not be able to do it directly from the sunlight. Okay. Now before we move weiter, to just be pointed out, the place, I wrote up some things here from the Paiskim. The Gemara clearly requires like a ner, as we said, to the exclusion of a torch. So based on this, some poskim actually aser using, and they say you should not use a flashlight. You got to use a ner. You shouldn't use a flashlight. And if you're using a flashlight because you have no other choice, you should not make a bracha. This is the shita of Rav Nissen Karolitz. However, rov poskim, the Chazanisha, Moshe, Aaron Kutler, Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Rav Yashiv, Rav Vazner, Rav Ad Yosef, Rav Scheinberg, they all say you can use a flashlight and make a bracha with a flashlight. The only thing that's a little, there's a difference in these poskim, Rav Shlomo Zalman actually holds that you should try to, even though you could make a bracha and a flashlight, You should use a candle because that's the minhag. That's the minhag olam. Obviously, the post can then bring up that obviously, according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman, if it's something that you're, you know, you're not going to be able to do the bedikah well with a candle because you're freaking out and you're nervous, and so then obviously Rosh Hashanah Zalman says you could use a flashlight. Now, why do they basically say that the flashlight's totally okay and just an issue of minhag, if anything? Because the reasons that are given, legabe, a candle versus a torch, don't apply to a flashlight. So the reasons are getting into the cracks and crevices. You can do that with a flashlight. Also, a torch light, the Gemara talks about how it casts its light backwards and might butcher the seeing it. People are apprehensive with a torch because it's not a big fire. And the flame jumps and it's not steady. All those things don't apply to a flashlight, and therefore they say it's okay. What Rav Nissen Karola says, I ain't shum. And the other issue brought up is, what about electric lights? Should you turn them off? So Rav Osner actually holds you should, because it's like, you know, the candle is better. The candle is better when it's dark than when it's in the than by day. Other poskim say no, it has to do with the real sunlight as opposed to the electric light, and therefore Halicha Shlomo. And other poskim say no, dafki, it's better to keep the lights on because if you keep the lights on, you'll do a better bedikah. So those are the poskim. Now we move right there. Sif katan beis ein boki lo avuka el lo aner. You shouldn't go ahead and do a bedikah, as we just said, to a torch, rather to a or haner, rather to the or haner, as we just said before. The lo b'ner shel chelev. Okay, look at the Mishnah Berurah Ches. Lo or avuka, as we just said, she'ein yachol lachisa l'chorin u'l'sedakin. Because you can't get it into, he gives one of the reasons, because you can't get it into the cracks and the crevices. And also the concern that you're going to go ahead is the second reason. You might burn up the house. And you're not going to be able to do a good shtark b'dika. Also, besides a torch, you shouldn't use like a big, thick piece of fat wood, chikorin keen, which is like pine wood, which is very like oily type of wood. Because the light is great, like an avuka. Continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch, below b'ner shel chelev, below shel shuman, below shel shemen. You shouldn't use a ner of fat or of, you know, tray fat or kosher fat. Below shel shemen, and not oil. Ella, what you should use, a regular ner shel shava, a regular wax candle like we use, that's what should be used for the bedika. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Lo b'ner shel chelev, why not? Shemisyara shemiyatif ala kelim b'yasidein. Both by chelev and by shuman, there's a concern you're going to be afraid that it's going to go on your kelim. Now, why is shuman a problem? Shuman is kosher. It should only be chelev, because it might fall into milchiks. So you're going to be concerned that it's going to go on your milchik dishes. Okay, so you're concerned. Now, you might say the concern is more that you're going to get the stuff all over your thing and you're not going to do a good bedika. But then you'd be worried about the candle too, so you got to put something under it. Okay, let's move on. Sif katan yud, below shel shaman. Why shouldn't you use an oil candle? Because he's going to be afraid to go into the holes and the cracks and the crevices. Because he might spill some oil in there. If you end up using a torch, the bedik is not good. You have to do another bedik or an air. You have to use a regular air. You can't use a torch and it wasn't good even with the yevet. However, if it's of different types of kosher, non-kosher fats, then even though the chachili shouldn't use it, but the yevet chal, the bedik is chal, you don't do it again. Uvishal shemen, and the oil candle, there are yesh deos ben achronim, ichal b'diyevet. There is already a machlokas, whether or not it is chal b'diyevet. So he distinguishes here between the torch, the fat candles, and oil. The fat candles, he says, b'diyevet is chal, torch b'diyevet is nachal, and shemen oil candle, that is a machlokas ha-poiskim. So what should you use? Ela b'ner shel shava. Mishabru yud aleph v'im. Ein lo ner shel shava. And if you don't have a wax candle, then yochal livdok b'oso neros. You could use those neros. Shebedi yevet yotzei behen. Right? Go to what we just said before. The candles that you could use b'di yevet, you'll be used in this case because now it becomes a b'di yevet situation because you don't have a wax candle. And therefore you would use the candle of chelev or of shuman, which are b'di'eved, which is the b'dik is chal b'di'eved. Comes the Rama, haga, guhu yechidi, and it has to be a candle that's one wick. Aval shtei neros b'yachad, okay, or one candle. It has to be one candle. Aval shtei neros b'yachad afil kluyim. So he says if you have two candles that are braided, that's like our habela candle, right, even though it becomes like one, Dinam Kavuka. Our Havdalah candle is basically the same thing as a torch because it's braided. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat on Yud Beis, Afilu Kfuyim. But the Lomar, Vatoshikanim Divka, the Yachad, the Chashe Avuka. For sure, if you take two candles and you melt them together, that would for sure also be an Avuka, a torch. El Afilu Kfuyim, even if they're braided, Salkadagdich, you might have thought the Kichad Ner Dami. Maybe that's like one Ner, because they're braided. Tamash Malan, okay, then no, it's considered like a torch. When we figure Gadim Mashma, the Kosha also Biado Yachad. Pima Gadim goes a step further. He says, anytime you hold two candles together, the aim of freedom Zemizen, and not there's nothing in between them, you're just holding them next to each other, there's no space in between, that's already chashev avuka, unless you go ahead and separate them, then you have like, you're walking around with two candles, which would be okay. V'ner she'yeshol shnei pesilos, however, if you have, let's say, a candle that has two wicks coming out of it, let's say one wax candle with two wicks coming out, k'mo she'osinat, like we have now, v'ner shel chelev, with these fat candles that we have, v'famim d'yesh hefresh ben pesilo pesilo, that has there's some distance between the wicks, still chashev avuka. What he's saying is, if you have the wicks coming out, even though they're separate wicks, but since they're both in the same wax candle, that's already also going to be an avuka, and you can't use it for bedika. Gimel. You have to do a bedika on all the places that you have a chashash, maybe that chametz was brought in. As long as it's a chashash. All the rooms of the house and the aliyos and the attics, Tzrichim Bedika require Bedika. Why? Because there are times, even though he doesn't go in there all the time, but once there are times when he goes in these rooms with bread, you have to be concerned and there needs to be a Bedika. Let's look at Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Yudimel, Sheyesh Lachosh Shema Echnisu V'chulei, wrote Salomar, Lo Mibayim Mekoma Shemishtamshin Ben Chameitz. He says, for sure, places that you go ahead and use Chameitz all the time, sheet and stuff. That obviously, if it's a place where you eat chametz all the time, then obviously it's not an issue. Even if it's not normally used for chametz, all year long. But there's already a concern that you would bring chametz in there. Gam king sarach bedika, you would need bedika, like we said coming up, can refer to the chametz. Sipat the yudalat kol chadre habayis, all the rooms of the bayis need to have a bedika. Hainu afil chadorim shemachzikim be'mashkonos, even chadorim where you keep, let's say, you're a malve, and you have a bunch of mashkons from the people that owe you money. You sometimes go in the middle of your meal, but it's a lachzir mashkon. You're in the meal, people come back to give you back the loan, and you go into those rooms to return the mashkon. You have to be concerned that when you go in the middle of the meal back to these rooms and you left your bread there. Who had the in all cases like that where you might go in to get something, you could go in Mar Tefos, like if you go into a cellar, Shemunachim Shamperos. Kavushim. Let's say you have a cellar where you're going, where you have like pickles. You're making pickles with vinos and cheeses. It's not a place where you normally have chametz, but you go in there. People go in there to take out the cheese or to take out the pickles from these cellars, from these basement cellars during the meal. Also, if you have rooms that have like the firewood in there and candles, you go in there at times during meals. The shamish goes into during the suda, the kach neros to get neros lahayir to get light, the eitzim letzarech hatav shilin, and the firewood to cook up the food. So any place that you would go in, even if it's not a place that you eat chametz there, but a place you would go in and bring in the chametz, you have to go in and check. Finally, back to the Shulchan Aruch, about otos yayin shayim estapik mehem, but let's say wine cellars, wine storehouses, that you'd not go ahead and take for personal use during a meal from. V'chein matbein, or let's say a storehouse of straw, v'chayotzebo. Those einam tzrichim bedika, because you don't go and take those things during the meal for your own personal use during a meal. Look at he says, tezvav shayim estapik, the mistapik, but if you go ahead and use it for your personal use, sometimes you go in there during your suda, and you have your bread in your hand. To go bring more wine. The same thing would apply to storehouses of other drinks. In places where you will go ahead and drink, you're going to go ahead and need bedika because you're going to go in there and take it out. It means only storehouses. We don't go during the meal. Okay, I'm going to finish up. I'm going to just finish these little two Mishnah Berurah up on tomorrow, I guess, before we stop at that.